This is Samantha Amy, and today I'm going to be conducting an interview with Nicole Lombardi about the Vero Beach Book Center in Florida. So, hey, Nicole.
Hi, my name is Nicole Lombardi.
Okay, so what has linked you to the Vero Book Center in Florida?
So my grandparents live in Florida, and they, since I was a little girl, would always send me books, and they... My grandmother gets them from this specific bookstore called the Vero Beach Book Center, and I have always loved the books that she has given me, and whenever we go visit her in Florida, we always go to the book center.
So, can you describe your first experience in the bookstore?
So, my first experience in the bookstore was very exciting, because she had always told me how there's so many books, and it's, they have a very good... like set up in the store that makes the kids section very enticing for the kids, and it's just fun and inviting. And then the adult section has a very wide range of books, so it has absolutely anything for anyone. And so when I first went in there, the first time I went in, the first floor was all of the kids' books, and I was probably 8 or 9 at the time, and it was so exciting because there were, like, beautiful murals all over the wall, and there were quotes on the wall, and all the books were, like, presented so beautifully, and everything just was so fun and exciting. And as a kid, I never really enjoyed reading that much, so I was excited to walk in and just be excited to read. So my grandmother took me to a lady in the bookstore who she had become friendly with, and she introduced me to her, and I just talked to the lady and, like, told her what kind of things I like to do and what kind of things I like to read, and then she, from that, was able to, like, kind of think about what types of books I would like, and she's very good at what she does, and she took me to this little section of books called Gilda Joyce. Like, it was a series, and I read, there were probably, like, 10 books in that series or something, and I read every single one, and they were a little bit, like, of a bigger book than I normally would have liked to read, but I loved them so much, so I was very excited that the first time I went in that bookstore, I was able to, like, find a book series that I really liked, so every time I went back, I would get, like, the next book, and, yeah.
That's very exciting. Can you describe your most, like, recent visit to the book center?
My most recent visit to the bookstore was this summer, and I went with my mom, who is actually an English teacher. Well, she's an elementary school teacher, so she also teaches English along with other subjects. But so I went in there with her this time instead of having the point of view of a child. I was looking for books that she could use in her classroom, and it was exciting for me this time to, like, think in the point of view of that woman who, like, picked out books for me that I would like. I looked in the children's section and thought, like, would a fifth grader like this or not? But then I also went into the adult section, and, like, they have so many different sections for, like, science fiction and all that kind of thing, and so I just had a lot of fun looking through all the wide varieties of books they have to offer.
So you've been, like, going to this bookstore for probably, like, 10 years?
About, yeah.
So can you, like, describe any changes or any, like, how the store has changed or how, like, the setup or maybe the employees have changed, like, over the years?
Well, a physical change is, like I said, when I first went there, the kids section was on the bottom floor, but this last time I went, the kids section is now on the top floor, and all along the stairwell, to go up to the second floor, they have, like, illustrators come, and the illustrators will, like, paint murals on the wall, and then, like, have a little quote from the book and, like, sign it, so that's cool for, like, the kids to see, like, actual, excuse me, actual artwork that these illustrators have done, and they will be, like, for example, like, Captain Underpants books. Those are books that kids can recognize based on the illustrations, and there will be illustrations where it kind of makes the guy look like he's a beach kind of person because the bookstore is located right near the beach. So, like, it's cool for the kids to be able to, like, personalize that to them, these books that they like to read. So,
that's nice. Cool. Have you ever, like, seen the same employees there, like, over time, or is it a bunch of different people?
Well, the employee that originally, like, showed me the Gilda Joyce book, she still works there, and, I continue to go to her and be like, I ask her for advice on different books, because it's really funny, she is very good at, like, predicting what books are going to become popular, and so with these Gilda Joyce books, I read, like, the entire series, and then a couple of years later, like, all my friends were like, oh my gosh, have you heard about these books? And so she, throughout the years, has always suggested books that have become very popular. Like, she suggested The Fault in Our Stars, and I had read that, like, before everyone, like, freaked out about it. So, yeah, she's always worked there, and she's always been a great resource.
That's awesome. So how do you think bookstores and, like, this bookstore in general has, like, impact you and your views on the importance of, like, bookstores and, like, having, you know, more of a local thing more than mm-hmm. not, like, Barnes and Nobles?
Well, like I said, I didn't really enjoy reading that much as a kid, and this bookstore, because it was so fun and inviting, like, it really inspired me to find books that I liked, and it definitely, because the woman who owns it is so passionate about reading as opposed to just, like,
making money or
something?
Yeah,
making money, like, as a person who would open a Barnes & Noble, like, she is so passionate about what she does, and so, like, the quality bookstore she has is very good as opposed to a Barnes & Noble that might be selling Kindles or might have a Starbucks. Like, it's more geared around making money and, like, selling the best-selling authors as opposed to quality authors that are less well-known but make great quality books.
Yeah. Has your family been impacted of it because you would visit your grandparents and then, you know, go to this bookstore, your grandma would send you books?
Yeah, it has become an activity that we love doing. Like, every time we go visit, we always will find an afternoon where we go and spend, like, an hour or two in the bookstore just, like, searching through books. And they have, like, a little section with couches where you can just, like, sit and read.
So, the bookstore has become more of a, like, family place than it would be just, you know, a normal bookstore where you can go and just,
for
like,
sure,
read.
Especially because my grandmother, she's the kind of person who, like, makes friends with everyone she meets, so she, when we go, she'll be like, all right, guys, like, go have fun looking for books, and we'll spend our time reading books while she is sitting and talking with the owner of the bookstore, and she, like, knows her whole life story, so...
So your grandma spent, like, a decent amount of time there, even when you guys, like, aren't there.
Yeah, she goes there all the time.
So she knows, like, the owner and history and stuff about it.
Yep.
Does your grandma ever, like, tell you stories that the owners told her?
She has, but none that I really remember. She used to, like, talk a lot about it when we were little kids because they had just moved to Vero Beach, and she was, like, so excited. And my grandmother has, like, other grandchildren that aren't, like, directly related to me, and they're all a lot younger, and so she still to this day is like, oh, I found this new book that so-and-so, like, loves, and blah, 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 so she just, like...
Does your grandmom like to read a lot?
She does like to read a lot. In her home, she has so many books, and, like, when we just visited her, she would just every day pull out a book from her shelf and be like, you should read this. And I'm like, okay, Grandma.
Do you think your grandma, like, influenced your view on the Vero Beach Book Center? On, like, how your first initial reaction to it?
I think she did because she, would, like, give me books from there before I started going there, I just, like, thought it was a really cool place. And one thing that I really like about the bookstore is that they always, whenever you buy a book, they give you this little bookmark. It's, like, pink and pastel-y and very beachy colors, and it's, like, the entire building is a giant pink building, And it has, like, flamingos on it, and, like, it's very typical beach, like, a beach store. And so the bookmark is always, like, a little cartoon version of, like, the pink building, and it says, like, Vero Beach Book Center on it. And so I like, always have those, and so it's fun. I, like, every book I have, you can find one in there, nice. But...
All right, and my last question for you is, why do you think bookstores are so important? And this can be in, like, very general, like, to any type of relation.
I think bookstores are important because reading is a very, like, it's a very important thing to be able to, like, enrich your knowledge, because just by, like, going on the internet and looking at articles, you don't really get that, like, special feeling you get when you read a book and you finish it, and you, like, create your own little image of when, like, you're reading. And so when you go into a bookstore, it's, like, amazing to think about all the stories that are in this one little place. And bookstores really provide a wide range of information that you can find there. You can find, like, maps there. Like, when I was a kid and we used to go to Orlando, like, for vacation to Disney World, my mom would go to the bookstore and buy, like, books on Orlando, Florida, and it, like, tells you all the fun things you can do there. So it, like, provides very informational things, but then it also provides ways to, like, flourish your imagination. So
nice. Awesome. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you.